For those of us with multi-generational and still functioning memories, except for technocentric system difficulties, there's little to be optimistic about with respect to the present state of governance at just about every level in these apparently disunited states of America. For this archaic member of the so-called greatest generation, time seems to have turned into reverse mode by more than 90 years. Although it had backed away from the League of Nations and World Court, the U.S. in 1921, the year before this commentator was born, convened separate conferences on limiting naval tonnage and non-use of asphyxiating gases, to which most nations agreed. The U.S. avoided signing a commitment against the use of armed force without congressional approval, which somehow seems not to have been given. On October 12, 1915, ex-President Theodore Roosevelt declared this to a convention of the Knights of Columbus, quote, "There is no room in this country for hyphenated Americanism. The one absolutely certain way of bringing this nation to ruin, of preventing all possibility of its continuing to be a nation at all, would be to permit it to become a tangle of squabbling nationalities," unquote. Today, we're still unable to agree on a viable stimulus for immigration reform. We do have constitutional denial of specific church-state affiliation, which is nullified once each year, so the President and Congress can convene a national prayer breakfast. The sight of this hypocrisy was only exceeded by the throng of athletes at this year's Russian-hosted Winterfest in Sochi, where the former Soviet secret police commissar turned president applauded politely as former slave state escapees and American proxy paraders passed in review en route to a polychromed Olympic circus, while local Georgians, lacking bread and freedom, watched in stupefied and some genderless disbelief. That recalcitrant Congress back in 1921 bears more than a little resemblance to the one ensconced in our national capital today. Small wonder some World War II veterans with still active memories, like this one, find little to be optimistic about.